So what kind of music did you listen to when you were growing up?
WFMU East Orange, by the way.
Yeah.
In Detroit, what kind of things were you listening to?
Kurt Weston.
Really?
Yeah, Gene Autry. Country music, because there was no, during that time there was no black radio. You know, and all you heard on the radio was pop and country. And there's something inside of me that's really country, man. I like country music. That's my first music. Country, gospel, rock and roll, pop. I like it all. My first music was country music. Gene Autry was my first inspiration to want to be a singer.
So did you be singing country music at all?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, you know, I did a country tune last night, Sugar Ree, that Marty Roberts wrote for me.
Right.
The late Marty Roberts. Sugar Ree, Sugar Ree.
Like the York brothers had that out too.
Yeah, the York, yeah, they had a version of it out too. I don't know why I like country music, man. I like it. It is good, you know.
And when you joined the Midnighters, they were the Royals, and they had a record out. How did you come into the Royals?
They were looking for a replacement. One of the baritone singers was inducted into the service in the Army. And they were looking for a replacement. And I was employed at Ford Motors, and so was the guy that founded the Royals. He the one that started the group. He was working on the assembly line also. He used to hear me singing up and down the assembly line every day. He thought that I had the right voice to fulfill Lawson Smith, the guy that was inducted into the service. They auditioned me, and I went in as a background singer, baritone singer. But what happened during that time, all the groups were sounding like Sonny Till and the Orioles. All the groups. Sonny Till and the Orioles are the ones that started all this, you know. Mm-hmm. Groups on every corner, all through the night, waking up the neighborhood. Until Clyde McFadden came through with the drift with the dominoes, did a war in the dominoes. Mm-hmm. And then the tempo went up, the whole trend changed. But Sonny Till and the Orioles is all sweet, romantic song. Clyde McFadden came through with 60 Minute Man, Have Mercy, Mercy Baby. The tempo went up. And that's when I started writing. And I told the Royals that they should, that everybody was sounding like Sonny Till and the Orioles, it's time for a change, let's get funky. And because I really, see, Clyde was on my idols also. Mm-hmm. He was my second biggest idol besides Gene Autry. I guess people think, when I tell people Gene Autry was my first inspiration, man, they look at me like I'm crazy, you know. But I think the man had a darn nice voice. Matter of fact, he's still singing good. He's almost 80 years old.
Well, he owns the baseball team.
Right? Yeah, and every year I'm pulling for the Angels to win for him, you know. I want him to win for him so bad, you know. My manager sent him a letter and a press kit and everything last week, you know.
Wow.
Letting him know that he is responsible for me ever being a singer, because I never even thought about being a singer until I heard him singing, "Back in the Saddle Again." I'll wear a friend as a friend. America's first singing cowboy, folks.
All right, when you were cutting these records, the first songs that you brought to the Midnighters were pretty racy songs, and they were pretty hard sounding for the time. What kind of reaction were you getting?
It was a song, the very first song I wrote was a song called Get It. We had some mild success with that one, about 250,000 records. But then I knew that was the marketplace for those kind of records, you know. The Whiskey Records. But then I got lucky and wrote a song. Not knowing, had no idea the song was going to be as huge as it was. Work With Me, Anna. It was banned from the radio, but it was such a big hit. Big jukebox hit. And they bought it. It's still selling today. Georgia Gibbs got lucky with that melody. Ella James got lucky with it. Georgia Gibbs had danced with Me, Henry, which was Work With Me, Anna, with a different lyric. Ella James had The Wallflower, which was Roll With Me, Henry, but they made a change of title. They said Roll With Me, Henry was a little too risky, so they changed the title to The Wallflower. She used my melody.
Buddy Holly used it. Annie's on the Midnight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, but see, I saw Buddy Holly's drummer. I think it was out there in Texas. I think we were in Dallas somewhere in that area. And we played Billy Bob's out there in Fort Worth. He's a man, we used to listen to all your stuff, man. Because I know Buddy Holly's guitar had the same lick that my guitar player had, that country lick. Mm-hmm. Because the way I created the sound that we have now, I was looking for a black guitarist that loved country music, not one that could play it just to be playing, but one that loved it. And I found Billy Davis, who's been with me now since 1958, since the Twist. Billy, see, the band I had in the 50s, man, was a jazz band, but they also played the funk and the rock and roll. So Billy had all these albums stacked up on his bed. When I happened to look under his bed one day, I saw all these albums. I used to go and pull a few of them out, man, they're all country albums, you know. And then he was hiding because he thought we would ridicule him, you know, because he liked country music, you know. But as a man, you're just a guy I've been looking for, man. And that's when I started getting hits with him, too.
If you were one of the first